أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. فأولئك الذين خسروا أنفسهم في جهنم خالدين. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the weighing of these and explained that this is something that is haq, the weighing of these is something that we are going to experience and witness on the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the mawazin, different scales, and we learned of the different explanations of the term mawazin and why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used it in its plural form. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then said of those whose scale of good deeds will be light, meaning the evil deeds and acts of disobedience and the transgressions will outweigh the good. Allah said such people will be cast into the fire of Jahannam. Allah explained their condition in Jahannam and the situation that they will face over there. Allah Azza wa Jalla said in ayah number 104 of Surah Al-Mu'minun, تَلْفَحُ وُجُوهَهُمُ النَّارِ, the fire will scorch their faces. The fire will burn their faces. وَهُمْ فِيهَا حَتَّى لِحُونَ, it will burn and scorch their faces to such a point and to such an extent that they will be completely disfigured therein. أَلَمْ تَكُنْ آيَاتِ تُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ, they will be asked, the people of Jahannam, referring to the disbelievers, and they will be questioned directly. Alam takun ayati tutla alaykum, were my ayat, were my verses not recited to you? Fakuntum biha tukadibun, and you used to reject those verses, and you used to deny the verses. Qalu, they will now realize the mistake that they had done. Qalu, they will say, Rabbana, O our Rabb, this will be their response. غَلَبَتْ عَلَيْنَا شِقْوَتِنَا, our wretchedness is prevailed over us. Our wretchedness overpowered us. In the dunya, we allowed our wretchedness, our evil self, to become dominant over us. وَكُنَّا قَوْمًا ضَالِينَ, indeed, certainly, they will say, we were a nation that was wandering about, lost and astray. رَبَّنَا, they will then plead to Allah. They will say, رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا مِنْهَا, O our Rabb, remove us, take us out from Jahannam. We cannot bear this. Take us out from it. فَإِنْ عُدْنَا, if we go back and we return to Jahannam after taking us out and allowing us to go to the dunya and to live a right life of righteousness. If we fail, فَإِنْ عُدْنَا, and if we make it back into Jahannam, فَإِنَّا ظَالِمُونَ, then indeed we are transgressors. In other words, they are going to plead to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give them a second chance to come into the world and live righteously. قَالَ اخْسَأُوا فِيهَا, Allah will say to them, remain in it, humiliated. There's no way you will be able to come out of Jahannam. Remain in it, humiliated. وَلَا تُكَلِّمُونَ, don't speak to me anymore. Don't even speak to me. إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَرِيقٌ, Allah then tells them of one of the main reasons why they ended up in Jahannam. Allah will say to them, إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِي, there was a group of my servants, the believers, the mu'minun, there was a group of my servants, يَقُولُونَ, who were believers. And they used to say, رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا, they would say, oh our Rabb, we have brought iman in you. While you rejected the ayat, and while you turned your back on the ayat, there was a group of my servants who accepted the verses, who brought iman in my ayat. فَغْفِرْ لَنَا, they made the dua, and they said, رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا, oh Allah, we have brought iman. فَغْفِرْ لَنَا, oh Allah, forgive us. وَرْحَمْنَا, oh Allah, have mercy on us. وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ, oh Allah, you are the best of those who show mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there was that group of servants of mine who existed on the world, on earth. And how did you treat them? فَاتَّخَذْتُمُوهُمْ سِخْرِيًّا, you all made fun of them. One of the main reasons why you are here in Jahannam is to pay for what you had done to the believers while they were on earth. There are so many believers who have suffered on earth and who still suffer right now because of the fact that they are believers, and because they have iman, and because they have Muslim, because they are Muslim. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will certainly allow justice to prevail on the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, فَاتَّخَذْتُهُمْ سِخْرِيَّا. You made fun of them. You took them as mockery. حَتَّى أَنْسَوْكُمْ ذِكْرِي. Until they caused you to forget my remembrance. In other words, you were so overtaken, and you were so overwhelmed, and you were so consumed by making fun of them, and by mocking at them, and by persecuting them, and by oppressing them, that you forgot even me. You forgot that I exist. You forgot of my might. You forgot of my power. You forgot of my power to take you to task for what you are doing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكُنْتُمْ مِنْهِ تَضْحَكُونَ. And you used to laugh at them. And you used to poke fun at them. You used to mock at them. Allah will tell the people of Jahannam how He rewarded those servants of His, the believers, who were made a target of oppression and mockery. إِنِّي جَزَيْتُهُمُ الْيَوْمَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا. Allah says, I have rewarded them. I have recompensated them. I have given them in full today, بِمَا صَبَرُوا, for all the sabr that they made, all the perseverance that they made, all the sabr that they had observed, the endurance that they had showed while you were punishing and oppressing them, and you had showed them hostility, they persevered. I have now rewarded them on this day for the sabr that they had made. Annahum, how? How have I rewarded them? Annahum, humul faizun. That indeed today they are the only successful one, and they are the only ones who have achieved success in Akhirah because of the sabr that they made while they were being oppressed and persecuted in dunya. May Allah grant us peace.